We have this very interesting one over here. The staff is giving out over here the photo stats for tonight. What? You are. Your job is to give out the sheet to the row behind you. See it? You start off small. I apologize about last night, I had a massive headache. We know that tonight we'll have the vat on the field of the show table and we'll slot us. Listen carefully. We have my fingers over here, Rashi faces this world the Gemara's kasha. So the Rashi went to the Gemara's kasha was, he has an amonis. Point of place, the kasha was, he doesn't have an amonis. The kasha was, he's an eracha. What is the Gemara answer? The Gemara answer is that he took money from two people, and the male, he didn't know. No, we would believe him because he's an Eid. A number of you asked me last night, one thing I just say, he doesn't know. What? One of them. He asked me last night, like, one thing according to places, according to Rashi, it's a lum de shateret, so we don't believe him. Right? Because you lost your namonis when you take two pieces out of your hand. But according to places, that's a balbata shazaf, you're an Eid, but you always believe. So Rukivega is the kasha, by the way, in the middle of the Rukivega, so Rukivega says, balbata, Rukivega says, the Gemara could have said, lo yoda. But generally speaking, a guy who takes money from one person knows. So the more minute of Kimta, that's not going to be. Rabbi Kivega performs in the middle of a long Rabbi Kivega about a different topic over here. In parentheses, he says that in Taisus, the pshat is that the guy, the more could have said he doesn't know. The more says, generally speaking, when you take from one person, the more minute of Kimta, he took from two people, and therefore he doesn't know. Taisus holds that the guy's not believed. He doesn't have an amanus. So what's the more's kasha? The more's kasha is a weird kasha. The Mishnah, Shvi Yeshua said, he should have Erecha. And what's the Kasha? The Kasha is that he should pater the one who he's supporting and make a Chiyashu the eyes on the one he's attacking. Atkan Tosis. Before we get into Machlekes, there are two Nekudas over here. There's the Meiri and the Tosis, which is, we'll talk about soon. Before that, I want to talk about the Rambam and the Ktsos. I asked you to see today the Perish Mishnah's Rambam. Today you had time to see it. The Rambam Perish Mishnah's learns the Gemara's Kasha like Tosis. He learns that the Gemara's Kasha was that when the Meicher knows, when the Meicher says he knows what's going on, he has Din of Erecha, he's Mechayev Shavu Daraisa. Atkan, the Rebbe. That was the force, explicitly. The Ktsois in Simi Reishchol Beis of Kohen Beis, the one that they just gave out now. The Ktsois in Simi Reishchol Beis of Kohen Beis, you'll learn the Ktsois tonight inside. I'm going to say over the Ktsois with all its lumbus and all the anti-lumbus, as we're going to see. The Ktsois over here, first of all, makes a diuk in the Rambam, number one. First of all, he says the Rambam doesn't say the Kasha the way Ktsois asks. Taisus says the kasha was a double-edged kasha. He bought the meicher as an erechot, so A, he patters the guy who he's supporting. What's called, we said yesterday, Shprach of Eda, and he said, yeah, lift him Yeshua, I gave you a little bit of a touch of the lumdus of the topic. And B, he's mechayev the other guy to write. So Taisus said it's a double-edged kasha. The Taisus medayik in the Rambam, I'll show you also, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that the guy's an erechot, and therefore A, he should patter this one and be mechayev that one. He says only he should be mechayev that one. Atkan, the Ktsois diuk in the Rambam, it's a nice diuk, by the way. The Rambam taka when he brings down the Namonos of the Moich, he doesn't say that the Namonos of the Moich is the pater, ain't to be Mechayev B'Yeshua the Raisa. He only says to be Mechayev B'Yeshua the Raisa. He doesn't say. So the Ktsois says, and that's the first piece that I printed out for you today, the Ktsois says that the Rambam doesn't hold the Eidah Messiah Pater Meshua. He doesn't hold such a thing. He doesn't hold Erecha Pater Meshua, period. And in Melo, the Rambam doesn't hold Erecha Pater Meshua, so he doesn't say that half of the Ktsois. What he does say is that the Gemara's kasha was to let the Meicher act as an Erechot, he has an amonis of an Erechot, and let it be Mechayev, the other guy should be the Raisa. Atkan, the setup, how the Ktsois set up the other thing. So the Ktsois is bothered. In fact, the Ktsois, so what was the Gemara's kasha to feed the Rambam? Let's go step by step now. What was the Gemara's kasha? What was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha was, be Mechayev, the guy should be the Raisa. In fact, the Ktsois, who says he's not Mechayev, should be the Raisa? So the Kivek said yesterday that it says, Zei Yishova, it's Mashmah the water. But the Ktsois didn't buy into that. I want to say something in Pshat. I think they're going to appreciate it. I understand what the Ktsois meant to say. It was like this. The Yishlam, according to Tosfos, that the Kash is that the Erecha Pater is A and Zvachayev B. So the Iker Kash is that why is A Chayev Tesuri? He has an Erecha supporting him. That's the main Kasha. Grab the Tosfos throws in, another guy's Chayev Shvud Raisa. But according to the Rambam, the whole day, you don't Pater A. So the whole Kash is that B Shvud Chayev Shvud Raisa, maybe Tak is Chayev Shvud Raisa. The kasha has meaning, the kasha has power. A pater A, because you have Erecha supporting him, which is the Yisrael of Erecha, and say, yeah, to help along Pater Shavua. And be the other guy. But in Taisus, I have the liberty and I have the luxury of learning that the Iker kasha of the Gemara was. Why are both guys swearing? One guy's an Erecha supporting him. But Dr. Haley says in the Rambam, it's not like that. that the kasha wasn't the day that it should part of the guy who he's supporting. Day that you're going to be mechayev what? The other guy, in fact, so it's maybe in the Harami, maybe talking to the guy, he says somewhere in the mission, Yachai Vashur the Raisa. So I said, let me keep making some idea, but I understand the power of the Ktois meant to ask was that if you're getting up and asking Tyson's Kasha, that's a Kasha. Why do both guys swear? One guy's in Erech supporting him, and the other guy, Tyson's throws in for a bonus. But related to Ramam, the Erech doesn't part of the one he's supporting? So what's the Kasha? The other guy's Yachai Vashur the Raisa, I'll ask two Kashas. One is maybe he swears Vashur the Raisa and Be'ikr, but the Ktois means to ask is. What's enough to mean of Shur Darais and Shur Darabonim? You all know there's different types of Shur Darabonims. There's low-level Shur Darabonims and there's high-level Shur Darabonims. I mean, you don't know. The high-level Shur Darabonims are called Shuas HaMishneh. That's the term that's used. Shuas HaMishneh, by the way, have the same stringency as Shur Darais's. The main nafkamin is that you have to hold the chayfetz, you have to hold the sefer Torah while you're making the shua, side by the Darais's shua, side by a Shuas HaMishneh. This is a Shuas HaMishneh because it's brought down in a Mishnah. It's not a Xavier that was brought down later on. So Shuas HaMishneh. Shuas HaMishneh are very stringent, they're abundant, they're good things, and they have the same severity and humors as the Raisas, which is really what the Tosis is asking. So what's the nafkamina? Is again, if you would ask me the Kasha the way Tosis is, because the Chosh one guy shouldn't swear, that's a real Kasha. If the entire Kasha is that the other guy says Shuas the Raisa, A, maybe he swears the Shuas the Raisa, what's the difference? Okay. Wow, says the Tosis, a Teretz. I printed out the Teretz for you today. I even did a special thing, I printed it out for Dinger Light also. The Ktois has a famous creative teretz, but I want to explain tiferet why Ktois didn't hold up the Ktois, because what I'm going to say now Ktois clearly argued on. I'll explain about Baba Gadola. Came along the Hele Ktois and he said a zach, which is not to be believed. He said a massive shtekel Torah to explain what the Rambam meant, and it's based on four Yesaidus. The Ktois says, before you say this, you're going to look into Ktois, it's fine, before you say this, after you hear what I'm going to say, and you'll see it says, before you say this. Four separate Yesaidus, don't shackle each other. Even though it's a short Ktois, and I cannot print it out the whole thing, I just, for editing reasons, I shortened it. So after Ktois like this, I'll tell you what the Gemara's Kasha was. The Gemara's Kasha wasn't that he should swear Shur Darais. Maybe he swears Shur Darais. The Kasha was a completely different Kasha, and the Ktois begins a journey that goes to the heart of everything we're talking about the last few weeks. A. Four Yesaidus, okay? Yesaid number one. Mishnah says that if one guy says Kula Shali and one guy says Chet, so Shali, what's the din? What's the din? You get a quarter. Why? Because on half of it is no din Torah. The din Torah is only on half. We split it, you get a quarter. Yesaid number one of the Ktois out of four Yesaidus. Number one. What would happen if Zeomer Kula Shali is Zeomer Kula Shali? I say Kula Shali. I'm not admitting half. Fighting out. Snaibas Vital, Zaymer Kulisham Kushali. And to aid them said half is his. What do I say? You say number one. Zaymer Kula Shali, Zaymer Kula Shali. Instead of the guy admitting Chetzi, to aid him said Chetzi as his. How much would we give him? The case of the safe of the mission was Zaymer Kula Shali, Zaymer Chetzi Shali. We go Revere, right? Because of the Chesman. What about a case of Zelma Kula Shali, Zelma Kula Shali, and to Adam said that we know that half is yours. What's it in? You say Rebbe. Anybody arguing that? Oh, I really bring a lambda. So the Ktois says, there's no difference. Half we know for sure is yours. You're fighting about half, you get a quarter. Like Rabbi, what do you call it? Yeah, that's his name. Yeah. You hear what I said? That's what the Ktois says. He said number one. We'll get to everything in a second, okay? Yeah, so the same way when I say Kula Shali, you say, when I say Chetze Shali, half is not in the Din Torah, and we're arguing about half, we split half. Said the Halakha Ktois, it doesn't have to be admitted. It could be Avedim. What's that? You have Avedim. You have Avedim, two Avedim said, half is yours. So that's not in the Parsha Bechol. That's taken care of. We're fighting about the other half. The other half, we split quarter. That's what he said. Factor by Lieberman, Beremez. Wait a minute. If I understood him in the one word that he said, a whole shtekotari, he said in one word, he said the rush. What did he mean? If I'll explain what he meant, okay? We'll treat it like Rashi. Rebbe Lieberman said like this, hello, every time a guy says chetzi shali, we had a kasha. Why does he get a quarter? Hello, he's toughest in how much? Hello, he's toughest in how much? He's toughest in half. So who asked that kasha? The Tzitz Rosh has the kasha. What did Tzitz Rosh answer? Are you saying that all that Horanim said before the Tzitz Rosh came along? We carve out the chazakas of the tainus. That means like this. You and my dad half is it. So that half of Chalal is by him. So what do you both mufzik in together? How much you both mufzik in together? Half. So it's a quarter. So you're only mufzik in a quarter. That's what the Tosfos of Rosh said, and that's what the Velt said to Chafin. We had a kash on Tosfos. If each giving each guy half because it's an anzadi, so why give him a quarter? He's an anzadi on a half. So what do we say? But when he admits that the other half is his, so then you're both holding on to how much together a half, and you're an anzadi. It moves over to a quarter. We said a lashon. We carve out the chazakas lefi the tainus. Frekta by Lieberman, that b'chayv is only true when I'm waiting that the other half is yours. What about if Adam come along and say the other half is yours? Over there, b'chayv, I still have my chazak. I should get half, not a quarter. Did I understand you correctly? What? Why are you wrong? One second, did you hear what he said? I was coming up, this is a Rakshal, and he tells me in the elevator, he says, you know, the Kleis doesn't stim with the Tais of the Rosh. He meant a really, the famous Rabbi Lieberman's kasha, yeah? I told him, no, it's not true because of what I'm going to say now. And he stuck to his gun, but that's a different option. We'll talk about that a different time. Why? In fact, I'm worried the Kishayla. How could the Kitzayis come along and say you say number one? Then when one guy says Kulishali, one guy says Kulishali, and Adam said the half is yours, we give him a quarter, hello, he has an Ansadi on half. That kasha we had bad, so every time a guy says Chatzishali. But over there we said we carve it out. And we carve out your chazakah for your tainus, and since half of it is disappeared, so the only fight they're having is about a half. So your chazakah together with him is only on half, and your anantah is only a quarter. Why is Adam different? And that's what I told in the elevator over here. Why, Taka, when a guy admits to half, do we see only mufzik on a quarter? What's up, shot? Why, Taka? The Virat Varm is like this. Exactly, Ariel. Yeah. The Virat Varm is a lamda shavart. We only see you mozik, not in something that you're physically holding on to. That has no meaning. We only see you mozik in things that you're holding like a bialim. When you hold something as a bialim, then we see you as a mozik. Now, when I admit that half is his, the half that's his, even though I'm physically holding on to the talus, but you're not a mozik because that's b'chal, not a holding of a bialim, because you're saying that, yeah, the guy's half, right? So how much of it are you, this talus, are you holding as a bialim half? Now, on that half, the other guy's also holding half, so your anansadi is only a quarter. That means the reason why when I admit half, my anansadi goes down to a quarter, because the half that I admitted that's not mine, I don't see you holding as a bialim. You might be physically holding on to the talus, correct? But an ansadi means that we see you as the bialim. We take you on as the bialim. That's the sort of an ansadi, the toughest mighty deu. Now, things that I know are not yours, I don't see you holding as a holding of a bialim. So you might be physically holding on to it, but that's not called mozik. Mozik means I nemon that you're the bialim. Now, the half that I was moida, and I said is yours, but I don't see you holding. I say, what do you mean holding? I don't see by you. That's good. So the only part that I see by you is half, on that half, the other guy's also holding. I see half a quarter. So I guess it's by Adam. If two Adam come along and say that the other half is his, so I don't see you're holding the other half, Michal. The other half, what do you mean you're holding? You're holding physically onto it, but I don't see you're holding as a holding of a bialim, because the other half I know for sure is the other guy. Meila, the same svara that Rosh said that we carve out the chazaka when a guy is meida. That's what Rabbi Rakshal was telling me in the elevator. He was telling me that he understood it's only because you are meida. Well, I'm meida to the other guy that I'm holding it on for him, but it's not by Adam, not like that. I told him that's not the pshat. The pshat is that the reason why we carve out the chazaka is because chazaka is only a holding of bialim. Something that it's in our eyes, by the way, we see you as the bialim. Something that we know is not yours, we don't see you holding as the bialim, even though you're physically holding onto the talus. So the part that we know that's not yours, say if you were made this, say if you ate him, we don't see it by you. You might be physically holding on to it, right? You can all ask, what do you mean? The guy's holding on to the talus, the picture didn't change, right? The answer is, but what chelik of the talus do I see you as the bialim? Only the part that is a tzad that it's yours, the part that I bought it, no, it's not yours, we don't see it. No, it's niflamoid. They only have mufzik in a quarter, and that's why you get a quarter. That's gemalik. That's Yisrael number one of the Kseis with the Hesafah, a very important Hesafah that he asked, by the way. Very important Hesafah, I agree. So Yisrael number one said the Hesafah Kseis is what? We have four Yisraelis, remember? Yisrael number one said the Kseis is that when you have Zamer Kulashel, Zamer Kulashel, and you have two Adim on half, you only get a quarter. Kimitubra, like I just explained. Okay, Yisrael number two. Zabdik Tzayis. Yisrael number two. Two guys came to Bezdin holding onto a talus. Zemer Kula Shali, Zemer Kula Shali, we're talking about Mecca Chalemka, right? So what happened? The Bailim came and acted as an Eidachar and said, Kula Shalai, I sold it to him. Slowly. I said, Kula Shalai, he has to sell. I sold it to him. So now you're Chayav Shavu Daraisa. We're ignoring the topic of Niftar and Nechla now, agreed? We're ignoring that. Now you have to swear Shavu Daraisa that it's yours. how much is the Eidachot Mechayev you to swear? You say number two. The Eidachot Mechayev you to swear half as well as Mechayev you to swear Kula Shali. We're moving along. You say number one is that when you have two Eidim. Now I'm going to go back. You say number two. Over here, what happened was that were Kula Shali. I bought it, the other guy said, Kula Shali. The Eidachot, the Mechayev turned over and said, I know, I sold it to him. I'm an Eidachot. You have a Shu Daraisa. Now, how much are you Chayev to swear with the Daraisa? You have to swear, the din is, you all know, and I'm deliberately speaking this out, the Shechiv Shu Sefer is to be Makrish the Eid. You have to be Makrish the Eid. You have to contradict him. That's the Chiv. The Chiv is, you said a Taina, the Eid said opposite you. Contradict the Eid. You have to contradict the Eid. You have to swear Kulashali, because the Eid, you said Kulashali, and the Eid said it's Kulashaloi. So your Chiv is to contradict the Eid. That's your side number two. So it's Chalon you a Chiv Midaraisa to swear Kulashali, because the Chiv of Shuas Eid Echor is to be Makrish the Eid. That's the Chiv of Shuas Eid Echor. Shuas Eid Echor is, there's an argument between two people, one guy supports one side, and he says that his story is right. You have to be Makrish the Eid. You have to be Makrish the narrative of the Eid. You're saying it's Kulashali, the Eid is saying it's Kulashali. So what do you have to do? You have to be Makrish him. You have a Chiv to swear. Slowly. Well, we'll get to that slowly. But I'm saying what Tuxay says. You say number two is you have to Makrish the entire Eidos of the Eid Echor. That's number two. We'll get to you in a second, okay? Yisoid number three, says the Ketzois. Says Yisoid number three. Yisoid number three, says the Ketzois. You all know this, Yisoid all over Shas. That if an Erechot made, so he only has an Amonis of Erechot to Machai Yeshua. However, the Gemara says in many places that if you're not Makish the Erechot, he has a din of Kishnayim. I repeat, Erechot is Machai Yeshua. If you swear, you get rid of the Erechot and you take care of it. However, if you don't swear to be Makish the Erechot, the Erechot has an amanus like two. I mean, Erechot doesn't have an amanus of two. Erechot doesn't have an amanus for money. Erechot has an amanus for shuah. If you swear, the ballgame's over. If you don't swear and you're not machish the Erechot, then the Erechot gets an amanus like two people. That's Yisoid number three. Now, we take these three Yisoidis and we say Yisoid number four. All this is printed before some of the Yisoids that I gave out. Watch. We have Yisoid number one is that if you have two Eidim on half, you get a quarter. Yisoid number two is that you have to swear the whole thing. Yisoid number three is that what you don't swear on, the Eid Echad blives like what? Like two Eidim. Made a little bit of math. What happened in our Mishnah? Zemr Kulashali, Zemr Kulashali. What did the guy swear? Not what. What did he swear in our Mishnah? No matter what was the story. What did he swear? He swore half. So he swore half? Well, let's see. The seller is an Eid Echad. You have to swear Kulashali. You're not swearing Kulashali. You're not being Machish Deid in Gansin. You're only Machish Deid on half. On the other half, they're not being machish the aid. The aid blives like what? Like two Eidim. So now I go back to Yisoid number one. If you have two Eidim, then you only get a quarter. I repeat. The one guy said Kula Shali, and one guy says Kula Shali. The Eid Echor is Mechayev of you to swear Kula Shali. The Mishnah says you swore how much? Chetzi. So it comes out that you only were machish the aid on half of what the aid said. On the other half, you weren't machish the aid. On the other half, the aid blives like Kishtayim. So we now have a scenario where I said Kulashali, and I have two Eidim saying half is his. How do I have two Eidim say it's his? Because the Eid Echad said Kula, you were only Machish half of what he said. On the other half that you weren't Machish, he retains his din of Kishnayim. So now it comes out that I have two Eidim saying half is yours. And we said in Yisoid number one, with the Hesafa of Rabbi Lieberman, that if two Eidim come along and say half is yours, you only get a quarter. For Yisoid Memela, Firzois Tiktois, that was the Gemara's Kasha to feed the Rambam. The Gemara's kasha was swear a shvur d'oraisa, and you won't get a half, you'll get a quarter. The Gemara's kasha said, well, what's the Gemara's kasha? Swear a shvur d'oraisa? Maybe you swear a shvur d'oraisa? No, the Gemara's kasha wasn't on the shvur. The Gemara's kasha was that if you chayav a shvur d'oraisa, so then you chayav to swear on kula. If you chayav to swear on kula, you won't machish the kula. Then you have kishtayim on the other 500. Then it's an Eidim on the other 500. So the Gemara's Kasha wasn't ask the guy and let it be an Eid Echad and swear Shu'ud Araisa. Ask the guy, let it be an Eid Echad, you have a Shu'ud Araisa, and then you can't get a half, you have to get a quarter. That was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha wasn't on the Shu'ud, the Gemara's Kasha was on the Chalukah. That because there's a Shu'ud Araisa over here, because there's a Shu'ud Araisa, and the Shu'ud Araisa says you have to swear Hakol. And you're not swearing Hakol, the Mishnah says you only swear Chetzi. So the other half, you are Machish Deid. So on the other half, the Eid blives Kishnayim. So it comes out that I have two Eidim who are saying that half is his. Half is his, you get a quarter, not a half. So the Gemara's Kasha was, why do you get a half? You should get a quarter. There's a Shur Derais in the picture. And the Shur Derais will generate this Ktzeis. And that's how the Ktzeis learns Pshat in the Rambam. But that was the Kasha. The Gemara, the Kasha was the Shur Derais. That wasn't the Kasha. The Kasha was The kasha was not the swear shooter. I said that wasn't the kasha. The kasha was yichayv shooter. In fact, the kliyot might not come in as swear shooter. I said, who cares? The kasha was swear shooter. Right? So, and you'll end up paying less. Another one night, Mukham, we're going on the Tadr of the Shuvah Deraisa. So it's obviously that was it. Okay. You have to swear on the whole thing. You have to makish the Taina. That's all I'm saying. I'm not getting to that. Is it Shuvah Deraisa over here? You have to swear. So Rabbi Cohen is nudging the last few minutes over and over the same Kasha, which is a Zaitika Kasha. Rabbi Cohen's asking that, and the Yeshiva says your Kasha over here in Reish Gobez, I think it's a Kohen Gimel. Rabbi Cohen's asking a technical kasha, which is not connected to our discussion, but I'm going to say it anyway. I don't want you to be jealous of Rabbi Lieberman. Yeah? Rabbi Cohen's asking the kasha, the famous kasha that the Nesiv asks. You have a moment to share it, okay? If you learn, you become something, yeah? Doesn't care. He asks, I don't understand. The minute that he swore that half is his, we already know that Erechon's a liar. Correct? Did I understand you? Because Erechon said Kula Shaloi. What did this guy swear? Chetzi. The minute he swore Chetzi, so that means he was Makish the Eid on Chetzi. But once he's Makish the Eid on Chetzi, the Eid collapses. Baltimore tells the ball of Kula. The Eid didn't say half, the Eid said Kula. Now, for Zoyvat, that you accept the Shua on half, so we're accepting the fact that the Eid lied. So how can you use the Eid for the other 500? Fact, Rabbi Cohen. That's a kasha on the Ktsais that the Nesivis asks over here. That I don't think about it, by the way. Why the Ktsais didn't hold of this kasha of Baal Mikzaz of Baal Kula. It's a nice kasha, by the way. The Nesivis has a kasha. It's the first kasha Nesivis has on the Ktsais. One second. So here's the story. Let's move further. So what do we have over here? What we have over here is that the Ktsais learned up. The Ktsais had a kasha on the Rambam. What are you asking a kasha for? Maybe it's the Rambam. He says a massive Shtikul Torah that the Ktsais meant, the Rambam meant to ask, not that it's a Shuvah Deraisa. It's a Shuvah Deraisa, which causes a whole balagan. And at the end of the day, the kasha was on the Mishnah. If there's an Eid Echad over here, you shouldn't get a half. You should get a quarter. Because the whole Shtikul Torah, four Yisaidis. Yisaid number one is that when you have Eidim, you get a quarter out of half. Yisaid number two is that the Eid Echad over here is Mechayev Shuvah on everything, because that's the Din of Eid Echad. Yisaid number three is that whatever you're not Machish has a Din of Kishnayim. And Yisrael number four is, now we combine all three Yisraelis, we have a Teretz. I said, it's his, you only swore half, on the other half on Kishnayim, it comes out like I have Eidim on half. When you have Eidim on half, we agree, then Yisrael number one, you get a quarter and a half. Atkan, Divriak, Seis, and Reish, Kovbeis, and Kovbeis, that you have printed out here. One second. The problem is, what's interesting is, Tosis doesn't hold of this, right? We agree that when Tosis says the Kashuos, he should be caught, and he's the Shreya Shuvah Deraisa. Tosis didn't mean this whole cheshbon. If Tosis meant the whole cheshbon, he would have said it. The Rambam doesn't say anything, he just says a Shuvah Deraisa. But Tosis asks what the kasha is. The kasha is, you should be potter, and you say Shuvah Deraisa. It means it's pretty clear from Tosis that the kasha was in the Shvur arena, it wasn't in the paying arena. According to the Tosis, the kasha is, you're not going to get a half, you're going to get a quarter, correct? Tosis is not much like that, the way we can agree. Tosis is not much like that. The kasha was, why is he swearing? He should be potter, he should be chayav Shuvah Deraisa. We're not talking about the money. And the question is, where's the weak link in the Ktsais that we can argue on the Ktsais? Where's the weak link in the Ktsais that we can argue on the Ktsais? So you could say, like I already called Cohen, who says that the guy's a liar, because once we found him, put him lying on half to feed the Shvua, obviously. Interesting story. You have to know why the Ktsais argued on it. There's Tifa Ray behind this, Machlekes. What does the Shvua do? Does the Shvua say that he's a liar? Well, the Shuvah is enough to get you what you got. Anyway, I want you to swear from a washer, a teeth of art. He wanted a taina, a very teeth of art. Doesn't know why he wanted a taina. He wanted a taina that Tosis argued on the Ktsais for a very simple reason. He argued on one of the four Yisaitis. Yisait number one, that when there's Eidim, he didn't argue on. That's pretty simple, with our Lieberman's Hagor. Yisait number four, which is the combination here. Yisoid number three, which is Kishnayim, also. Listen to what he said. He said he argues on Yisoid number two. He holds that in our situation, you're not chayef to swear kula shali. It means normally when, I'll tell you a classic case of Erechad, I say you owe me $1,000, and you say no, so you're not chayef to pay. I've been Erechad supporting me, we say, you have to swear you owe $1,000. You don't know. Over here, you're not, the Erechad is not chayef to swear kula shali. He said a very, very interesting story, which I want him to think about in a way. He said like this. He said that, And I'll show you in a minute that the Etzim Sfarah that he said, the Ktsais himself performs it. We'll see in a second. He said like this. What is the Yisayid HaShuvah Seir Echad? Okay, what is the Yisrael Shavuos Arachal? Yisrael Shavuos Arachal is, watch, a guy said a taina. He said a taina. I don't owe you money. And the taina is under attack by Erechot. The Erechot is against the taina. Said Rav Asher that the purpose of Shavuos in general is, no, support your taina. You have a taina. I have a taina. I said, I don't owe you money. The Erechot says, you owe me money. So the Indian of Shavuos Arachal is, bring support to your taina. Bats, and without the Shavuos of Erechot, you would win the dinter. It's only an Erechot. It's not to aid him. It's only one Erechot, not to aid him. Well, the pshat is that the Erechot says, you need to bring support to your taina. What's the point of doing my taina? I need to support my taina by saying a shvuah, and the shvuah supports my taina. So the Rosh, a very simple word. You're only chayif to swear on the taina that after you swear, we're going to use the shvuah to accept your taina. I repeat. You're only chayif to swear on a taina that after the shvuah, I'm taka going to accept your taina. That means the shvuah is going to accomplish what it came for, which is to accept your taina. Said Rav Asher, over here in our situation, let's say you're going to swear Kula Shali. Are you going to get Kula Shali? Are you going to get the whole talus? What's the answer? Of course not. Why won't you get it? Because after the Shua is not more than before the Shua. Before the Shua was Afleiku. After the Shua goes back to the Afleiku, right? He said a tif of art. He said, it comes out that Ayidei the Shua, you're not going to get. Ayidei the Shua, you're not going to get your entire taina. The Shua is not coming to save your taina. The Shua is not coming to back your taina. The Shua is not coming to support your taina. Halal, at the end of the day, you'll swear Kula Shali. You're going to get Kula Shali. You said Kula Shali, you're going to swear Kula Shali. The Shua is going to give you Kula Shali? No. Why not? For outside reasons. Because there's time of some medallas over here. You're not going to get more than half. He said, you only swear on tainas that are your day, the Shua, the taina is going to be in niskabel. On a taina that it's not going to be a scabble, there's no purpose to a shvuah. There's no inyan of stam swearing, said Rav Asher, to go be machish day. There's no inyan like that. The inyan of a shvuah is, use the shvuah to support your taina. Now, if at the end of the day, there's a chedek of the taina that my shvuah will not be able to supply the goods, and then I don't have a shvuah, there's no inyan stop to swear. It's a very vague gishmak of art. What do you mean by there's an erechot swear? And there's no inyan to swear to contradict an erechot. The chiv of shvuah's erechot is, go support your taina. So if the shvua is going to give me that my taina is going to be niskabel, we let you swear. On the chedek of the shvua that your taina is not going to be niskabel, there's no purpose in swearing. And then Meila said, Rav Asher, you're not chayef to swear. He said, Mori de Kivar. You know what he said? He said that in the story over here, to begin with, you're not chayef to swear kulishali. You cite number two of the ktsais, that the ktsais took on that in this situation, the edechot mechayef you to swear kulishali because of this rule that you have to be machish deid is not true. There's no rule you have to be machish deid. You have to swear to support your taina. Now, if I say I don't owe you, and the erechot says you owe me, I have to support my taina. What happens if I'm going to say a shvuah, and the shvuah is not going to help me get my taina off because of other reasons? There's no chiv shvuah on that. The chelik of the taina that the shvuah is not going to help in this kabul is not chal b'chal, and he tainted that in this situation, where because of exterior reasons, I'm stressing, you're only going to get a chetzi because of Shnayim Berachos and Betalos, which doesn't allow you to get more than that. You're not going to swear more than that because the whole purpose of Shavuos Eidachot is to support your taina and more than that, support your taina. That your taina should be in niskabel. Now, the amount that's going to be in niskabel is only chetzi. It's not more than that. In Mela, I'm not going to swear more than chetzi. In Mela, the whole place collapses because to begin with, Mechir was only on chetzi, and in Mela, there's no shteidim on the other half. So the whole.
Which is bothering me also. I think, why do you not get the whole thing?
Because the word is, the Eidachot is saying that his taina is not a miss. The Torah says, swear to support your taina, whatever I can. So whichever chelik of the taina is going to be niskabel, I day the shvuah, I'm chayav to swear on. You hear the word? Whichever chelik of the Torah didn't say stop swear. That's what I'm saying. If you say the Torah says stop swear, you might say, right? But if the gather of the shvuah is, you say a shvuah to support your taina, so the chelik of the taina that's going to be niskabel, that's the chelik that I have to swear on. The chelik that's not going to be niskabel, there's no meaning making a shvuah. The male, on the other hand, there's no fear shvuah. I mean, the whole place collapsed. What did I say to the ktzais? That was the Hoysa of the Ktais. The Hoysa of the Ktais was that on the other half it's Kishtayim because you had a Chiyashua on the whole thing. You're only swearing half. The other half, you're not true. You don't have a Chiyashua. You don't have to swear Kula Shali. You have to swear the amount that the Tain is going to give me, and the amount that the Tain is going to give me is half. Melo is never Chal Shu on the whole thing, and that's the Dingarai on Tais. One second. I want to expand this far that I just said. I want to expand it. Listen carefully. Watch. The Ktzais himself, we're going to go further. I'm not finished yet. The Ktzais himself bavorns this taina partially. Where does he bavorn it? The Ktzais himself bavorns it. says, I have a raya to my yisoid. I printed this out for you, by the way. I have a raya to my yisoid. What's my raya to my yisoid? He says an interesting raya. And the raya is in the context of this Rabosha Sfora, as I'm going to expand now. What I'm saying now is also printed out in Tzitzit. Tzitzit continues. Tzitzit says, I want to shtel to my chiddish, the source of the Keterah, that I said, the four parts of the Keterah, to a rosh later on in Daf Choches. The din is in Daf Choches. Let's expand. Daf Choches, it says over there, Simonim v'simonim v'niach. A guy found something. So Simonim v'simonim. Reuven brings Simonim, says it's mine. Shimon brings good Simonim. What do you do? V'niach, you leave it. That's the din. Says the Gemara, Simonim v'simonim v'eidechot. Simonim v'simonim v'eidechot. What happens if an eidechot says, I know what it is. Only an eidechot. Says the, what do you call it? Says the Gemara, Yoniach. Also, Yoniach, you leave it. Eidechot can't make a decision. Listen to what happens. Says the Rosh over there, brings down the Ktzois. But that din of Yoniach is only after the guy's going to swear. I repeat again. Simonim v'simonim yaniach. Reuven brings us in, Shimon brings us in, they clash on the Simonim yaniach. We don't know what to do, we say yemunach. What happens to the Zenerachot? Maite yaniach. Says the Rosh, this second yaniach, that when the Zenerachot, we also yaniach, is only after the guy swears. It means Eidachot came along and said that it's Reuven's. So Reuven has to, Shimon has to swear that it's his. And then we go back to yaniach. It means Shimon gets rid of the Eidachot. And then we go back. What's bothering the Ktzais? Over there, when you're swearing, are you getting it at the end of the day? Listen to the case. Simonim is Simonim Yaniach. And Eirachot said it's Reuven's. So Shimon has to swear against Eirachot, and then we go back to Yaniach. What's the case of morning? Over there, when you be Machayev the Shua, what's he swearing? He's swearing that it's mine, right? But at the end of the day, you're getting it? At the end of the day, the Shua is going to give you the Zach? So the case means the Bahorn is. So I see that in a case where you're not going to get it at the end of the day, you still have to swear. That's what the Ktzais vies from Yana Rosh. What the Ktzais vies from Yana Rosh? He was keenly asking on himself, Al Berach or Basher? And maybe in a case where you're not going to get it at the end of the day, you're not chayef to swear. I see over there that after the Shua, it goes back to Yoniach. So I see that a Shua doesn't have to end that you're going to get what you swore, even if it's Yoniach. That's what the Ktzais says. The Ktzais says, I have a support from my Shtikul Torah, that even in a case where you're not going to get it, at the end of the day, you're still chayef to swear kulishly, because over there, at the end of the day, you're not going to get it. So once went for a basher, he timed it. I'll derech what we just said. The two things are not similar. Over there, what happened? You timed it, it's mine. I said simonim, and you said simonim. The derech comes along and says, you're wrong. It's not yours. So you're chayef to swear that your time of simonim is true. Now, when you swear your time of simonim is true, you are supporting your taina. How are you supporting your taina? That it goes back to yaniach. That means if you're not going to swear, what's going to happen? If you're not going to swear, what's going to happen? We're going to give it to that guy, and he's going to get it, correct? If you're not going to swear, what's going to happen? He's going to win it in Torah with Simonim. So when you go ahead and swear, you are supporting your taina. What are you supporting your taina for? At least it's going to go back to a state of yaniach. That means we accept your taina, legabi the yaniach, but your taina to learn something. I'm accepting your taina. I'm accepting your taina, legabi yaniach. Over here, what was your taina? What was your taina? Your taina was kulishly, correct? And you're swearing on how much? And how much are you going to get at the end? That means you're not getting what your taina said. Your taina is not helping you. Your taina was kulishly. We're not accepting your taina at all. We're giving you half. Isn't it a tifkai? In the case of Simonim and Simonim, I'm accepting your taina. Ligabi yaniach. I might not give it to you because you want it, because there's another Simonim over here. What are you supposed to do? But the Shvua is supporting your taina. To do what? To do yaniach. If you're not going to swear, we're going to give it to Simon number one. Now that you're swearing, we're going to keep you in the ball game. So we're supporting your taina. You said it's mine. The Shvua is supporting your taina. You want to know what type of support the Shvua is giving to the taina? It's keeping you in the ball game. Otherwise, you're out. Over here, the Shvua is not supporting your taina. Your taina was cool, so they were giving you half. That's not cool. I'm supporting your taina. Said Rav Asher, this Ktzais is saying a huge chiddush. What Rav Asher's taina is a taina the white ties argues in the Ktzais. And then I'm eating on that the Ktzais performed it. The Ktzais said, I have a similar case where, quote unquote, you're not supporting your taina, where all you're doing is yaniach at the end of the day. So you see that you still chayef to swear. Said Rav Asher, it's not comparable. Over there, the case is where if you're not going to swear, you're going to lose it. And the Shvua comes along and puts you back in the ball game that we accept the taina of Simonim. Just as another guy said Simonim. Over here, the guy said kulishly. We're not accepting your taina, Bachal. So how can you go ahead and swear kulishly? We're not going to accept the kulishly. We're going to accept chetzishly. How can you go ahead and say that the guy is chayef to swear kulishly? Mele, he said, that's why Tosfos argues on the Ktzais. And the whole chesed is not true. And the Ein Echad over here is only Mechayev to swear Kula Shali, Chetzi Shali, and not more than that. And mainly you don't have Kishtayim on the other half. At Kan, the Veltzkseis, who argued on Tosfos and said that the Gemara's Kasha was a landmark Kasha, not on the Shvuah, a landmark Kasha on half-half. That's Aleph. Beis. So what did Tosfos say? Tosfos in the Rambam learned that the Gemara's Kasha was what? You should swear Shvuah Deraisa. The Tosfos learns in the Rambam, you dread big tumul, kibedubra. I want them to learn the Tosfos inside tonight. Well, you'll see the Tosfos, a beautiful Tosfos. He says it in a much, much, much shorter version in a Rebbe's than I said it over. That's why I said it over. One second, Rebbe Reis. So Tosfos and the Rambam say that the Kasha was Shvuah Deraisa. Comes along the Miri and says, which I presume you saw by now. In fact, the Miri, if I can't be Shvuah Deraisa, because Shvuah Deraisa, the guy's Shvuah Deraisa is only when you're coming to keep something. When you're coming to take something from somebody else, over here you're coming to take. So the Velt says, what's accepted in the Velt was that the Miri and Tosfos have a machlekes, a very interesting, very philosophical machlekes. Very interesting shiloh. Yeah, no, maybe. We said yesterday it could be told in whether it's a psak vade or psak sofik. If it's a psak vade, then it's called niftar. And if it's called psak sofik, maybe it's called neitlin. But we proved yesterday from two rishonim, the Rambam and the Gaon, that that's not the answer. Because the Rambam says clearly it's a shvuah deraisa, which means that it's niftar. The Rambam says clearly that it's called neitlin. The Gaon, from our Tosfos, brings a raya that erechad is miseyeh to pater even for what type of shvuah, even from neitlin. But the Tosfos says that's a shvuah deraisa, so obviously it's a niftar. So obviously, it can't be that the machlekes of the Meiri and the Tosfos is what is the Shvuah of Shnayim Meirzen? Is it Niftar or is it Neilin? That can't be the machlekes. Because I have a Rambam who holds that it's both. It's the Raisa, which means it's Niftar, and it's the Rabban, and it's Neilin. I have a Goyin who understands that it's both. The Goyin says it's called Neilin and it's called Niftar. The Chayyur, the Bir Advarim was like this. What a number of you started to say yesterday. I want to explain it. There's different ways of saying this. In the Shmuel, in the Sefer Kedusha of Shmuel, he says it one nusach, I'm saying it a different nusach. I would say it like this. When two people argue, but I want to say the following, two stages. Stage number one. First of all, I want to make something clear. If Shnei Mechzim Betalvis, Tosfos said in Aman Aleph, that the reason why you make it Yachleku is because Anan Sadi means the first pshat that I said the first day of the Zman. What did I say? I said that the pshat is because of Habayit Mechavel of Araya. I'm holding on to half, go fly a kite, I'm holding on to half. So then, that's a Vada Niftarin or it's Nailan? What? It's a Vada Niftarin, the war game's over. I want to make that clear. Whatever answer, by the way, in other words, I'm saying a big zach. If the Goyin called our mission a Nailan in Tosfos, how can you call it Nailan Tosfos of an Alpha and Antal? They're repeating something that I repeated many times, just bring another Raya. Tosfos says, I know what Alpha and Antal, they might have toughest Heidi day. And the Goyin learned from this Tosfos that Eid and Messiah Patas even from Shuas on Nailan. Why is it called Nailan? I have half, you have half. Half is by me. So here I want to say something very clear. If the Yesod of Amar Aleph was that each guy is toughest in half the talus, it means I'm holding on to half the talus alone. And you're holding on to half the talus alone. And each guy says to the other one, I went to make a way over Raya, if that was the pshat. We bought many rides, it's not the pshat. But if that was the pshat, then about the Yuniftar, you're not Nailan. Because the reason why you're getting half is because you, I understand, what's the classic case of Niftar? I go to a guy and I say, that jacket is mine. And the Erechet says, no, it's mine. So you have to swear, that's called Niftar. Why is it called Niftar? Because the jacket's by you, correct? So if the Yisrael of Amar Aleph of Tosfos of the Ransadi was that each guy is toughest in half, then I have no answer on this riddle. So about it's called Niftar, and it can't be called Neitlin. How could the Rambam call it Neitlin? How could Goyin call it Neitlin? What am I taking? It's mine. I mean, it's a classic case of Niftar, brother. That's what Niftar means. We look at the talus like it's cut in half, and each guy is tough as in half. So this is another raya against that extremism. And therefore, I want to say as follows. Watch what I'm saying now. I want to be very careful. If you'll ask me who's holding on to the talus, the two of them are holding it on together. Mitzat the holding. You'll ask me, so how do we build an Anansadi half as his? Because when two people hold on to a talus together, we see half as his, half as his. But mitzat the physical holding, they're both holding on to the talus together. I repeat, If mitzad, the physical holding, each guy's holding on to him. I said the word holding, physical holding, then there's no way it could be called neitlan. The Rambam can't call it neitlan, the Tosfos can't call it neitlan, the Gaon can't call it neitlan, it's by me. It's a classic case of niftar. The classic case of niftar is I come to you, I want to take something that's by you, and I make you swear to keep it. The answer is avada, both guys are holding on to the talis together. Two holding on to the talis. How does that ansadi work? That ansadi works that when we have two people holding on to a talis, we see it by both of them. We see both of them as the bialim, but the physical holding is both holding on together. And therefore, the story is like this. Watch. The state of the talis right now is that we're both holding on to it. When I come along and I see kulishly, I'm really saying two things. I'm saying, first of all, the whole talis is mine. I'm also saying the whole talis is not yours. Agreed? When I say kulishly, I'm saying two things. I'm saying, A, the talis is mine, and it's not yours. I'm saying two halves. Now, when I come along and say that the talis is totally mine, so what I'm doing is neitlan, because I want to take the talis out of the state of joint holding to bring it to my exclusivity, right? Sala neitlan. Two guys holding on to a talis. I come along and say the whole talis is mine. That's called neitlan. Why is that called neitlan? Because I want to extract it from a place where both guys are holding on to it to a place where it's exclusively mine, correct? So I'm taking it from its mouth. I want to get something that I don't have. Right now, I don't want to hold it exclusively. I want to hold it exclusively. That's called neitlan. However, when I tell him, and it's not yours, and you have to lose it, what's he coming to do? He's coming to protect his position that at least he has it together. So the case is a nifter and a neitel. The one who's coming to say that I want it, he's a neitel, because he's coming to get something he doesn't have. He wants to get it alone, kulishly. He doesn't have kulishly. He has it together with the other guy. So he's called a neitel. On the other hand, that I want to take it away from him, right? And he shouldn't have it at all. He's a nifter on that because he's trying for dear life to hold on to the status that he has, which is at least a joint holding. So I can hear a situation where I'm called a neitel and he's called a nifter. I'm called, let's say for example, I say kulishly, you say kulishly. And the part is, there's an erechot supporting me, okay? Erechot supporting me. So the shvur that I'm chayiv is a shvur neitel because I want to go ahead and get something from you. It means the shvur shnayim erechot is both. It's neitel and it's niftar. But it's, one second. The word is that I want, we're not talking about it. I said you're talking about the whole talus. The tfisa is in the whole talus. When I say kulishli and I want to use the shvur, I want to get the whole thing, okay? I want to get half exclusively. That's cool. I mean, I'm coming to take it away from a state of joint holding and I want to get it exclusively. That's called neitel. Now the other guy who's chayav shvur the raiser. What am I mechayev a shvur for him? What's he coming to defend himself? He's defending himself for dear life because he's holding on to it. I want to take it away from him, correct? Why am I making him swear? Because I want to take it away from him. So when he's coming to swear, he's coming to protect the position that he has right now, which is holding on together, correct? I want him to give it up. That's called niftarin. So he, when he swears a shvur d'oraisa, is going to swear niftarin because he's coming to swear to hold on to what he has instead of losing his position. I, when I come to swear, I'm doing a neitlan. I'm coming to take something away from you that right now is in a joint zach. That's called neitlan and niftarin. So both are true. The shvur is a shvur on neitlan, where when you're coming to take care, if you're coming to take something that you don't have, and when the eidachot is clashing with him, he's making a shvur on niftarin, and he's coming to protect what he has. And both of them are abeslamit. That means I'm saying something I want to say clearer. The shvur shnayim erechot is a shvur on neitlan. You're coming to get something that you don't have. I want to make it clear. The shvur of Hashem erechot is a shvur on neitlan. Because when you want to take home half, whatever you want to take home half, you're coming to take something that you don't have now. Because right now you're in a joint achiza, and you want to get the whole thing, or half, whatever you want to get exclusively, that's called neitlan. Repeat. The shvur shnayim erechot is neitlan. So why can I go be mechayev a shvur d'oraisa? Because it's also an aspect of niftarin. It means fundamentally it's neitlan. But when I come along and I say, you swear that you exclusively, otherwise you're going to lose it, so what's he coming to swear? He's coming to protect something that he has right now, otherwise he's going to lose it. That's enough to be called niftarin. So there is what to make a chiyuv d'oraisa on. There is an aspect of niftarin going on. Niftarin means that you're swearing to keep what you have. I'm at least swearing to keep what I have, because you, Ayyadei d'chiyashua, want to take away from me the status that I have. Right now I have a joint status in it, correct? And you want to take that away from me. So I'm using my shvur at least to protect that status. That's enough to be called nifter. Memela, the etzim case is a case of neitlan. You're swearing to take something that you don't have yet. That's a no-brainer. You're coming to swear to take something that you don't have yet. But when there's an eid echad who's being made against you, I'm forcing you to swear. If you're not going to swear, what's going to happen? If you're not going to swear, what's going to happen? You're going to have to give it up, correct? What are you going to give up? So that's called niftarin. I'm using the shvur to hold on to the position that I have right now. That's to be called niftarin. I'm using the shvur to protect what I have. I'm not using the shvur to take only. I'm also using the shvur to take, correct? but I'm also using the Shvuah. You want to take it away from me. You want to use the Eidecha to take away what I have, correct? That's enough to be called the Shvuah Sanderstorah, to make a Chalei Shvuah Deraisa. And at the end of the day, what I'm saying is that there's an aspect of Neitlin here. This for sure Neitlin over here, because anybody who wants to walk off with something exclusively is coming to take something that he doesn't have. That's for sure. But there's also an aspect of Niftarim that when the Eidecha comes along and says, if you don't swear, you're going to lose it. Did you hear what I just said? When the Eidecha comes along and says, if you don't swear, you're going to lose it, that's Niftarim. What am I going to lose? You're going to lose your state there. Right now you have something. You're holding on to it together. So there is what to make a Chiyah Shvuah Deraisa. Hagam that the mainstream Shvuah, the baseline Shvuah, the Shvuah is on Eidlin, and both are true. It could be Neidlin and it could be Niftarim. It depends from which angle you're looking at. That's the Chayyim of the Teretz on the riddle of the Goyin. And what do you call that? We say who said this Teretz also, but it needs a hamakah that I must think about, a chazan, and absorb it. And tonight will be a on fit.